Classes of the Neighbor, Those in Prison, Day 2, Joseph Bound in Egypt. And she spoke to him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant whom thou hast brought to us came to me to mock me. And it was, as I lifted high my voice and cried, that he left his garment beside me and fled out. And it was, when his lord heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, According to these words thy servant did to me, that his anger was fierce. And Joseph's lord took him and put him into the jailhouse, the place where the king's bound ones were bound, and he was there in the prison house. Genesis 39. And put him into the prison house. That this signifies as to false speaking against good is evident from the signification of being put into the prison house and kept bound there, as being to be let into temptations as to false speaking against good, concerning which in what follows. But something must first be said in regard to temptations. Scarcely anyone in the Christian world at this day knows where temptations come from. He who undergoes them has no other belief than that they are torments arising from the evils which are within man, and which at first make him uneasy, then anxious, and finally torment him. But he is altogether ignorant that they are effected, or brought about, by the evil spirits who are with him. The reason why he is ignorant of this is that he does not believe that he is in company with spirits while he lives in the world, and scarcely believes that there is any spirit with him, when yet, as to his interiors, man is continually in the society of spirits and angels. As regards temptations, they take place when the man is in the act of regeneration. For no one can be regenerated unless he undergoes temptations, and they then arise from evil spirits who are around him. For the man is then let into the state of evil in which he is, that is, in which is that very life which is his own. And when he comes into this state, evil or infernal spirits encompass him. And when they perceive that he is inwardly protected by angels, the evil spirits excite the falsities which he has thought and the evils which he has done. But the angels defend him from within. It is this combat which is perceived in the man as temptation, but so obscurely that he scarcely knows otherwise than that it is merely an anxiety. For man, especially if he believes nothing about influx, is in a state that is wholly obscure, and he perceives scarcely a thousandth part of the things about which the evil spirits and angels are contending. And yet, the battle is then being fought for the man and his eternal salvation, and it is fought from the man himself, for they fight from those things which are in man and concerning them. That this is the case has been given me to know with the utmost certainty. I have heard the combat, I have perceived the influx, I have seen the spirits and angels, and at the same time and afterward have conversed with them on the subject. As before said, temptations take place chiefly at the time when the man is becoming spiritual, for he then apprehends spiritually the truths of doctrine. The man is often unaware of this, but still the angels with him see in his natural things the spiritual, for his interiors are then opened toward heaven. For this reason also, the man who has been regenerated is among angels after his life in the world, and there both sees and perceives the spiritual things which before appeared to him as natural. When, therefore, a man has come into such a state, then in temptation, when assaulted by evil spirits, he can be defended by angels, who then have a plane or basis into which they can operate. For they flow into what is spiritual with him, and through this into what is natural. Arcana Celestia 5036. The place where the king's bound ones were bound. That this signifies the state in which those are who are in falsities is evident from the signification of place as being state, and from the signification of the king's bound ones as being those who are in falsities. Because they are in falsities, they are in vastation, and they who are being regenerated in the world in temptation, for temptation is the vastation of what is false, and at the same time the confirmation of what is true. Arcana Celestia 50:38. Questions. Joseph ends up in prison. What was his crime or error? Find a definition of temptation in the reading. What do you think is meant by false speaking against good? Do you find this reading challenging? Can you think of an example of false speaking against good that has the effect of putting someone in a sort of prison? Clearly, spirits and angels have a role in this temptation function. Why is it helpful to know about this? Did you notice the progression of temptations described in the middle of the first paragraph of Arcana 50:36? Uneasiness, then anxiety, and finally torment. What might be some outward signs that a person is imprisoned like Joseph? And what might you do for him or for her?